Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is October 10th, 2024, and on today's episode, we talk about Evonik's recent town hall and the takeaways of Guido Sklodarek after his first 100 days as President North America. And Evonik site in Charleston, South Carolina, celebrates the groundbreaking of a new production line. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Evonik North America just held its regional town hall. Over 1,100 participants tuned in as Guido Sklodarek, Evonik's President North America, underscored the value of safety and the importance of people at Evonik.
People are really concerned about safety culture and are eager and willing to drive safety culture. And one of the key principles is making sure that we will not compromise on safety. And I, as a manager, will make sure that I listen to any health and safety concerns that people might be raising, yeah, in order to create an open and trustful environment to have those conversations.
Sean Marsh, head of North America Region EHSSQ, then took a deeper dive into the critical nature of safety, underlining the company's proactive stance on protecting Evonik's employees, neighbors, and the environment. The final presenter, JP Milde, the acting head of HR North America, next highlighted the importance of the company's competitive benefits and compensation in attracting and retaining top industry talent. Guido Sklodarek closed with his impression of his first 100 days as the regional president, highlighting the essential role of people in fostering Evonik's success.
Reflecting on those 100 days, I probably went to about 20% of our sites, having at least in pure numbers the opportunity of meeting around 40% of our employees. I said in the very beginning, I want to visit them all. I want to visit you all. I would like to get to know all of you. And I also would like to take the opportunity to acknowledge all the hard work, the dedication, the contributions that each of you is bringing to the table each and every day. That's the foundation, and your contributions are the foundation of our success.
Lastly, some exciting news out of South Carolina. Evonik recently broke ground on a significant expansion at Charleston site in South Carolina with the aim of increasing silica production to meet the growing demand for green tires in the U.S., as site manager Adam Jones explains.
Silica is essential for producing fuel-efficient tires, which can reduce fuel consumption by up to 8% compared to conventional tire.
This expansion will boost precipitated silica production capacity by 50%. The project is supported by engineering advancements and local partnerships and highlights Evonik's commitment to regional growth and innovation. Evonik is supporting the local community by providing a donation to the Berkeley County School District Career and Technical Education Department for the development of their manufacturing and automation courses. The planned expansion was facilitated by investment incentives from local authorities of the business-friendly South Carolina.
We are thankful for the support of the South Carolina Department of Commerce and the Berkeley County Department of Economic Development, who provided investment incentives for the expansion at our site. We hope to continue this partnership and share the time and talent of our team with the Berkeley County School District and other community organizations. The groundbreaking celebration for the Charleston expansion was not only an important step for silica, but an exciting moment for the local team. Charleston site, located in Goose Creek, South Carolina, first opened in 2018, and I can't thank our team enough for their efforts to safely and successfully ramp up production and deliver a quality product to our customers.
Before you go, Evonik's Tippecanoe Labs in Lafayette, Indiana, recently hosted a career fair at the River City Community Center, attracting nearly 300 attendees and resulting in job offers for four candidates. The event showcased Evonik's career opportunities and operations through presentations and services like resume reviews. Finally, employees from Evonik's Mobile site in Alabama took part in the 37th annual Alabama Coastal Cleanup, which aims to help clean neighborhoods, parks, and waterways. Evonik supports this initiative by sponsoring cleanup at the Fowl River and Big Creek Lake, which saw volunteers cleaning up trash in both areas by foot and by boat. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik. Leading Beyond Chemistry.